Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from District Health Department number 2, he's the Community Health Director and Epidemiologist, Scott Izzo, joining us. Scott, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on to talk about what's been, the major news for almost a year now, COVID-19. And the good news is the vaccinations are arriving now. But unfortunately, some of the bad news is that not as many as we thought would be arriving. Is that the situation we're seeing with District Health Department number 2?
Yes, we're working with the state on trying to get as many vaccines as we can in order. But it does seem at this point that we're being allocated a certain amount, and we're just trying to vaccinate as many people as we can right now.
Okay, so how many doses have you received so far?
Right offhand, I'm not entirely sure the total number. I can tell you that for our mass vaccination clinics, we did over 740 over last weekend. And this weekend, we're planning on vaccinating another 600. And then outside of that, we were doing smaller clinics for 1A priority group as well. So we've done more than that, but that's what our mass vaccination clinics clinic numbers have been so far.
Okay. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, when you mention 1A and 1B, tell us what you mean by those.
Sure. Based on information from the CDC and MDHHS, we've been given priority groups that people fit into for when they will be getting the vaccine. So the first group that we went through was 1A, and that was a lot of frontline nurses and doctors and people in that group. We've now moved into 1B, which included people 75 and up, regardless of conditions, and then some other essential workers such as police, firefighter, teachers, and things of that nature. At this time also, we're also, they moved up the schedule for people 65 and up, so we are now doing everyone 65 and up, regardless of condition.
All right. Now, these are not walk-in kind of clinics. People do need to register to get these, right?
Yes. In our area, you can register online at dhd2.org.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, when you fill out that form, if you get all the way to the end and you get the thank you message, then we've gotten that information. There's no need to call and check to make sure that we have received it. And then we are working on scheduling based on that registration list. Those people that are on the waiting list, it may take a while for us to get back in touch with them to schedule an appointment, but we are planning on doing that. It may just take a little while.
And I'm sure you guys are getting a lot of phone calls, so if you don't need to call, don't call. And like you said, if you've already gotten a response back after registering, then you know you're registered, and then just wait for your messages to come about when they can come and get that vaccine.
Absolutely.
All right. You guys, District Health Department number 2 covers what counties?
We cover Alcona, Iosco, Ogama, and Oscoda counties.
All right. So if you live in those counties and you want to get yourself registered, dhd2.org would be the website to go to.
That is correct.
All right. He is the Public Information Officer, also the Community Health Director and Epidemiologist for District Health Department number 2, Scott Izzo. Scott, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know you're a busy man, so thank you for your time on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again.